Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, everyone. It is our last podcast episode of 2023. And it is a super juicy one, if I do say so myself, bearing with you all of my biggest failures and a couple of wins too. But before we get into the good stuff, if you haven't heard, I am hosting a lead magnet workshop, and that's happening, let me take my calendar out, that's happening next Thursday. January 4th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you would like to register for that, we are going to learn a little bit something and even take action even more so that you have a new lead magnet worked on and already set to go to generate leads, especially this wave season, or so that you can button up an existing lead magnet that you may have. So would love to have you join us in the lead magnet workshop. But let's get to the goods. And that is, what were my biggest failures of 2023, but also a couple of wins too, because we're going to celebrate everything today. And so I immediately think the biggest thing that flopped for me this year was the Hispanics in Travel audio series. And I was super disappointed that that's the one that kind of flopped. And I've been doing a lot of reflection and all that because maybe I didn't position it correctly. So again, taking complete ownership. I will say that until that series, a lot of my other panelists were super excited to participate and share their participation in audio series. So there's a couple of things. There's the messaging aspect that, you know, I thought that people would just be keen on celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, but I don't think I sold them the entire, like, what's in it for them. So I think, like, that's part of what flopped, is that I couldn't sell the value, even if you weren't Hispanic or knew about the holiday or the celebration, that there would still be information in there that you would find useful and also have fun, because it was not just about Hispanic heritage. We talked a lot about Hispanic heritage, but we also talked about, like, career growth, and it was just really endearing personal stories from leaders at all different levels within the travel industry. And I think the cultural aspect of learning about the different countries was just so fascinating to me, but I don't think I accurately conveyed that, which is why I think that that's probably my biggest, and why I say it's my biggest failure, is because when you look at my three other collaborative events. So again, I'm pre-recording this, so I don't know what registrations yet look like for the unique holiday experiences, but I have been averaging with the Travel Tech Audio Summit and the Ascending in Your Travel Business series and Prep for Wave Week this year, I average about 200 registrations for each of those events. And I didn't even pass 50 for the Hispanics in Travel series, which is a real bummer. And ooh, I'm spilling, like, all the tea. I'm giving you, like, all the data and all the numbers behind the scenes here. Now, I will say, despite that being a flop, like, I don't regret it at all. I'm really proud of the series. I think also, so another reason why I think it kind of flopped was it didn't get a lot of the exposure that I was hoping for. That's kind of what I was trying to get to in the beginning, that a lot of people who do collaborative events with me are really, like, proud and they're super excited and they spread the word. And that didn't really happen as much for this series either. So I think, like, that attributed to that. And it's also how I'm changing the way slightly of working with and collaborating with other people, making it known that that's kind of an expectation, is that if you want to be like, I want you to be a part of this, but I need your help in getting the word out that this is happening so that we can get it across to as many people and positively impact as many people in the industry as we can. So where I was going is that despite that one being a failure, and you know, I say failure, but really like I take failures as lessons. I know that might kind of sound cheesy or corny to some people, but for me, it is wholly accurate. Like, I feel like in every failure, there is some sort of lesson and something that I can do to learn and adapt. And so that was kind of like my learnings from that. And then my biggest wins, I think, were that I was able to, like, through all this exposure, like, dramatically, like, I 4.5x'd my email list this year. And I say that, like, I'm recording about a month in the future or a month in the past. There are still two more collaborative events, so I don't have complete data, but I wanted to make sure I recorded all of this before the craziness of the holidays and everything got to you. So I'll try and see if I can do like some sort of update or a part two episode where I can let you in on some of the actual numbers and how I ended things. And maybe like I might do like a numbers recap, because December has at least two more collaborative events that I am super stoked for and interested to see how that impacts my business as well. And that I would say is my biggest win, that I put on so many amazing, and not only like amazing, but they were super positively impactful collaborative events this year. And not only for you all within the travel industry, but also for the people that participated in them. So all the different speakers for all my different events. Then the Black Friday event was like a huge success for people that were participating in it, and also for the people that purchased different items. I like that was a brainchild, and my learnings from Black Friday, or my biggest learning from Black Friday, is to plan it a little bit earlier, meaning like I have to do the planning and the reach out a little bit earlier than what I did. Because it kind of crept up on me. And I think like that's one of my biggest learnings. I wouldn't say that this is a failure, but this is one of the biggest learnings is, I mean, from 2022 to 2023, I did things much more in advance than I had done them in 2022. So thank you, past me, for learning those lessons. And I think I want to even do it even more for next year, is to just do things a little bit more in advance, so that we have more time to promo things and that people have time to get all of their items in together. So really working ahead was a win for me. And I would say implementing ClickUp, a project management tool, was also a big win for me. Now I will say again, I'm not like super religious on it and not like super strict on it, but slowly and surely, I'm starting to add more things to my project management tool, and also like just creating random to-do lists and things here and there, so that I can start working ahead on things, one, and also two, just alleviate being like stressed out, like with, I don't know what I'm supposed to do and all that. I think in 2024, I am totally solo in my business right now. So one of the things that I'm thinking about for 2024 is hiring out help for like lots of little admin-y stuff, like making show notes for the podcast, making the social media posts for the podcast. And those little things like setting up my sales pages, the registration pages for the audio series and everything that I have, are little nitty things that I don't necessarily have to be a part of. So started to record SOPs written down and then having some videos available, I think is one of the maybe Q1 or Q2 projects that I want to have so that I can stay like more on top of things. Because as you heard a couple of weeks ago, one of my words of the years was ease. And that's really what helps to make things easier is having and using a project management tool. Let me see, what are some of my other big fans? So I am noticing, I think I'm, and see, this is like a lesson, but this is also a failure. Like I was doing great quarter one, quarter two, and then quarter three took a big dip in terms of business. And something that I have not like publicly shared before is that, so many of you probably know that I was doing social media management for some clients. And at like within 2 or 3 days, I lost two of my retainer clients for social media. One was due to budget cuts because recession stuff was starting to happen. And the other one was because leadership was changing and they kind of didn't need to utilize my services anymore. They were going to start doing stuff in-house because of the leadership change. And so that was huge. I think the best thing from that, though, is that I was able to be free almost. Like I was starting to realize that social media was not the place that I wanted to be. And again, it's not that I know all these episodes where I'm like dogging social media. I don't think social media is bad or social media is the enemy. I just think we put social media more at the forefront of it determining the success of our business than it needs to be. And I know this because of the people that I've worked with. There's other things in the background that are going on that attribute to their success, and it's not directly related to social media necessarily. Social media just enhances that. And I think like that's one of the things that I learned for me personally and professionally is that I think I'm being called to let you know that social media is not the be-all, end-all in your business. You can have a successful business and barely do social media or not do social media. And so I was really feeling kind of like that pull around that time. And so when I lost those two contracts, financially, not the best thing. And it was a rough summer. But I think I was able to flourish in the areas that I have been loving. And I think that you're noticing that within like the podcast content. I think you're noticing that within the events that I've been putting on, that there's a bigger, higher purpose. And I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm kind of leaning in. Like, I think for a while there too, I was teetering, like, do I focus on the travel industry or do I not? And I think, especially at the end of 2023, I'm definitely more firmly planting my seeds and my feet and my roots that I think like where I really do want to focus my efforts on is the travel industry, but that doesn't necessarily mean like I can't take on work outside of the industry as well. It's just a lot of the marketing, instead of being generic like it has been, is going to be more tailored to that. And I don't think that I would have been given that gift of sight almost if I hadn't lost those two contracts. So failures, but also a win for me, a win for me in the outset, at the outset of things. I think like one of my biggest surprises of the year were how many of you were super interested in that Wave Season starter kit. And also the reception that I had gotten for prep for Wave Week this year. And I think it's because I had really amazing people. I mean, I've always had amazing people on Prep for Wave Week. This is the third Prep for Wave Week that I've run. I think it was a culmination of all of the events that I put together and also optimizing some podcast SEO that more people like were interested in the event. So, I don't know if I have some numbers here. I will say, and this is, I want to share like some numbers just to be a testament to you that you might see some people be an overnight success. That is not the case. There is like a lot of blood, sweat, and so many tears, so many like late nights trying to get things done, frustrations with tech that's not working, that goes behind the scenes of supporting people within the industry that I know a lot of you don't see. And so when I say these numbers, it's I don't want you to be like, oh, what? I want you to know that there was, it took a little bit to build. And I want you to also understand that if you are in the situation of like, oh, this is too low, oh, this is too little, or I'm not there yet, why am I not there yet? It takes time and it takes like consistency and doing the right things and getting people out there. Because my first Prep for Wave Week, I think I had maybe 30 or 40 people registered. And then last year's Prep for Wave Week, I think we had between 80 and 90 people registered. And then this year's Prep for Wave Week, hold on, I'm going to find it. We had over 200 people registered. So I essentially have doubled registrations every single year, and it's just going to get better from here on out. The amount of people that know about this event and get value from this event. And so, again, like when you're seeing people or when you're hearing things, like I want you to like give realistic things. Like I thought the past couple ones, because there weren't a bunch of people registered, were, I was like, oh man, like what am I doing wrong? And it just takes, and there was like so much, there's been so much, especially in this Q4, that... So last year, I was like, oh, we can't do this again, because it was so draining. Q4 was so draining for me last year. And this year, it is so fulfilling knowing the different lives that I've impacted and how I've impacted and how I've had a positive change or been able to come up like with a positive change knowingly or unknowingly in people's businesses. It just feels so good. And I want you to feel the same thing for the clients that you service. And I want you to know to please be patient, but don't stay if something is not working for you. This is your sign that you need to change something and you need to tweak something. And sometimes you need to do things very dramatically, like set up a Travel Tech audio summit in 3 or 4 weeks and just get your speakers recorded and have it go live. Sometimes you need to give yourself crazy, hairy, audacious goals, like you're going to do 4 audio series this year so that you can get some data on how it works or not or doesn't work. And like I've said this many a time before, that being in business is like a science experiment. And this is very much a wonderful science experiment. And I feel like I'm finally, like my efforts are paying off and I'm not stopping and I can't like wait to like lean in. If you were listening to the podcast this summer, you know that I had some failures in the finance department. And you can listen in on some of those episodes. It's 104 and 105, about tax and profit planning with Stephanie Cannon, because that was a big not good thing. Like, I think that has been something that I've been working on, is charging my value. and charging the value of the experiences that I provide and making sure that things that I package up, that the value is equitable to the pricing that I put on it. And also thinking about pricing of things, not just on what I would like to charge, but also what I need to charge to cover expenses, to cover tech expenses, to cover my time, to cover my energy for making these types of things, and also to cover, to make sure that whatever you've invested, you're able to get a return on that investment as well. And so those are things that I'm working on. I was finding out that this, like, astrologically, I have my Pisces in my second house of money, which means that I am super generous and probably overly generous sometimes without thinking of, hello, myself, I'm in business. And I mean, I talk about this plenty of times of how I want you to remember that you're in business and what you do also has value. And even the people preaching it sometimes have trouble seeing it in themselves. So I'm trying to think back on any other big lessons for the year. 'Cause like audio series was a huge win. Hispanic audio series, not so much. Losing clients was a fail, but finally, like, having it in my face, like, I didn't want to do that work anyways. Like, that doesn't feel like true, genuine, authentic to me. That was a huge win for me. Using project management tools was a huge win for me. I did still do a couple things last minute, so just improving my time management. I guess that's a neutral. That's a fail and a win. That's a fail and a win there. Really, I like this year, even though there's been like some pretty big fails, this year was a big win for me. And I have to thank you, because I truly cannot win unless you're also winning and you're also getting value and implementing things that I'm saying and seeing positive changes happening within your business from the things that I keep preaching, or I help you through any workshops or sessions that I host. And so thank you so incredibly much for tuning in to this podcast every week or every other week. I really do this for you. And again, like, it all goes back to, I want you to be able to have success bigger and faster in your travel business than I was ever able to attain it. And if my struggles and lessons throughout business and my ahas and, oh my gosh, the light bulb went on kind of moments can help you out, that is really and truly part of the success of this year, is really seeing you win and seeing you flourish and seeing you uncover things that you're like, oh my gosh, this person said that this was going to happen and then this never happened. And I can be like, yeah, because that's not what you're supposed to be focusing on. You're supposed to be focusing on this, but no one likes to talk about this. Like, really getting things out there so that you are a thriving travel business owner today, tomorrow, the next day. Like, you may have your flops and you're going to go on that roller coaster of being in business. But as long as you are taking some sort of imperfect action, you are always moving forward. And just wholeheartedly, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for trusting me. Thank you so much for sharing me with your community, sharing me with your colleagues, sharing what I have to say wherever, wherever, whenever. I so, so appreciate you doing that and also sharing with me your success stories so I know how I've impacted you, because that is something that also helps fuel the work that I do. So thank you. Truly, truly thank you so much if you have listened, shared, liked something, commented, shared something, if it is, whether you have invested time, energy, money with me, I very, very much appreciate it. And I cannot wait to continue serving you in 2024 and beyond. So with that, Happy New Year. If you would like to share with me in the Strategic Entrepreneur Facebook group, let's go ahead, share some of our biggest failures, our lessons, our wins, so that we can see how we can troubleshoot that and move forward in the next year. But may you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Stay safe. And just spend so much time with amazing loved ones as we ring in 2024. I am so stinking excited and I cannot wait to see what 2024 unfolds. All right, until 2024, friends!
Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.